There will be some bones that start rattling. There'll be some connections that will be made. And that which was disintegrated will integrate. And life can come where you never thought it could be when you speak the word of God. Speak life.
Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright, welcome to Sharing the Light. I'm Daniel Britt, and we're all set to hear Alan's message from Renolda Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in a series called Just Say It. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource available to you right now for your gift to Sharing the Light this month. As you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at sharingthelight.org. or by phone at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on this later in the program. But right now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here now is Alan Wright.
He could have just as easily taken Ezekiel to the valley and say, I want to show you something marvelous. See those bones out there? Yeah, I see them, Lord. Watch what I'm getting ready to do. And just cause them to rattle, connect, and put flesh on them and turn them into a living army. But instead, he said, I want you to speak to the bones. I want you to be a participant in this. You know, there's a kind of speech that is not prayer and is not wishful thinking, but is a faith statement that is released in accord with God's word. And it is in this sense that everyone in Christ can, by the leading and prompting of God, can speak life, can prophesy to the bones. And so this was a time for him not to simply talk about the bones or to ask God to do something about the bones or to just wish something would be done, but to actually speak to the bones. There are times that you just speak to it. Because God has released you to do that. And it's just, God has set up his world, and it's just mysterious to me. But I know for a fact from his word and from what I see and experience that this is the way it works. That so often it's what you speak that comes to pass. In 2018, it was an interesting thing happened at the little par 3 tournament that happens on Wednesday of the Masters Golf Tournament. It's a tradition. They have this fun little par 3 course, and the pros all go play, and they'll have their kids or grandkids or spouses or whatever caddy for them on the par 3. And when they get the hole number 9, whoever's caddy in tradition is, they get to also hit a shot onto that par 3. And Jack Nicklaus had his grandson, GT. GT had been waiting a long time to be able to caddy, because, there are 20 grandkids in that Nicklaus family, so they're all trying to take a turn. And it came his turn, and he's 15. And the day before, Jack Nicklaus said to his grandson, they were talking about how much fun they were going to have, and he said, I think you're going to make a hole in one. And he gets one shot on hole number 9, and GT Nicklaus made a hole in one, a 15-year-old. And Jack said it was the happiest Masters memory of his entire life. A man who's won the tournament, 6 times or so. And I'm not saying that just because you say you're going to make a hole in one, that you're going to make a hole in one. I've tried that. But but I am saying that I'm not sure that G.T. Nicklaus would have made a hole in one if his granddaddy hadn't told him that I thought you were going to make a hole in one. And I'd rather speak out a hole-in-one and have it come to pass than to speak out that I'll never make a hole-in-one and have that come to pass. It's such an interesting way that God has designed us. Oh, bones, hear the word of the Lord. The beginning point is for the bones to hear the word of the Lord. That's essentially what we're saying is, I'm speaking to you so that something inside of you would align yourself with God's truth. And there's a power to truth. There are people that push it away and ignore it and put it aside and run from it. But beloved, never tire of speaking the word of God. Wow. The beginning point is to bless people to hear from God. It's what I begin praying every Sunday morning and every time I gather in the prayer room before these meetings, and as I stand up to preach, I want to bless your spirit that you would be able to stand at attention to the gracious, powerful word of God and hear good news. Oh, bones, hear the word of God. Oh, bones, dry and dead as you are, get ready to hear some good news. That's why I say, are you ready for some good news? I mean, are you ready to hear from God? And the announcement of life to the bones was the agency through which life came. We're not talking about magic. We're not talking about you just get to say certain things and therefore it's like magic. No, we're talking about God's will that is moving through human speech because God designed us that way. And the fact that life was announced brought life. Some years ago, I don't know how I got distracted watching the Weather Channel, and there was a reenactment of a rescue of a woman who was perched atop of her vehicle in a tunnel that was flooding quickly. She was stranded on top of the vehicle, and the water was rising and was soon going to sweep away her car and sweep away her, and she couldn't swim. And by God's providence, the rescuer who was on hand was an expert swimmer. And so they reenacted, he was swimming towards her and she is screaming frantically on top of her vehicle. And I've never been a lifeguard, but every rescuer and life safety guard can tell you the greatest challenge of rescuing somebody in the water is not getting drowned yourself because of the sheer panic. And it was so powerful what the rescuer called out to her. He's swimming and he called out at the top of her lungs, "You are not gonna die today." And she calmed down and he rescued her. The fact that it was announced that she was gonna live enabled her to live. The more she thought she was gonna die, the more likely it was she was gonna die. And you could just understand in a natural situation like that how the announcement of life brings life, how much more so in the spirit. Verse 7, I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. The earth was shaking. Something was happening. Because when you're speaking truth into the darkness, things begin to shake. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath. And then he said to them, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. The word for breath in the Old Testament, ruach, is also the word for wind and spirit. It is an image of bones that have come to be sinewed and covered with flesh, and yet they're not breathing and pulsating, and God says, prophesy again. In other words, you speak life, and you continue to speak life. And every single one of us needs it. No matter how much God has spoken into your life, you need him to speak into your life again today. And so he calls upon, here figuratively, the Holy Spirit to come and animate what is now these people that have been fleshed and fleshed but have no breath, and God moves. O Holy Spirit of the living God, breathe life into your people.
That's Alan Wright. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. And we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. You're listening to Sharing the Light, and today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
There's a so that at verse 6 and verse 10. Notice this, I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live, and listen, so that you shall know that I am the Lord. When you see what God does, you're going to know this was the Lord. And at verse 10, notice this, I prophesied as he commanded me and the breath came into them and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. This was all so that God would have a great army. When God does something wonderful, he does it to bless you, to make you alive, because he loves life, but he also does it for his greater glory, and usually to increase the spiritual army in the kingdom of God so that the good news of the gospel goes forth in a greater way. One of my favorite stories, some of you have heard it before. I would not believe the story of Speaking Life if I did not know this couple as well as I have known them for a better part of a couple decades. Rodney and Cheryl Rickard, who have led a lot of marriage ministry in our midst and lead and serve and are such dear friends and dear people, so many of us in this congregation, had a time early in their marriage. They went through a very terrible time, and God did a wonderful restoration in their marriage, and they really came to know Christ and really digging into God's word and learned a lot about speaking life and were really trusting God in his word. You know, sometimes as a young Christian and you take hold of what the scriptures teach, and in some ways you just become so alive with it that there's a childlikeness to it that is especially powerful. And God wants us to always maintain that. But they were young and vibrant and full of faith as God was restoring their marriage. And they were lived in a little neighborhood in Florida, and they had very little money. And Rodney was trying to start a business, and they just didn't have much. But somebody came around and was advertising a really good deal on fertilizing their yard, so they signed up for it. And within a few days after receiving this lawn treatment, every blade of grass, every bush, and every tree turned brown. The yard people claimed that it wasn't their fault, it was a fungus, and they would not help them. And now they were left with this huge embarrassment of this yard that was totally brown, everything dead in it. And everybody around them had watering systems and nice yards, and everything was green. And they had no money with which to resod their yard. And so they were embarrassed by this, and neighbors started saying things. There was a young couple lived next to them. I'll call them John and Cindy. And John and Cindy asked them, you know, what were they going to do about their yard? And so they didn't have any recourse except they just said, you know, we're just going to have to just speak to this yard. And Rodney went out there, and he said, I've just had it, you know. It was just a spiritual moment. She says, I've just had it and knew it was a spiritual battle going on. They're trying to get their marriage going. They're trying to get their finances going. And now their whole yard has been killed. And he looked down at the grass and he said, grass, God made you to be green. Now live. And he said, honey, let's just take hands. Let's agree together. God's going to just do a miracle for our grass and bushes and trees. And it's going to all turn green again. And they believed it. And so much so that a couple days later, ground's still brown as could be. John and Cindy, next door neighbor, were talking to him, and they said, well, what are you doing about your yard? And Rodney said, well, I'll tell you what we did. I went out there and I spoke to that grass and I told it to turn green again, and God's going to make our green grass come back again. And John and Cindy said, okay. And for the next few days, Cheryl would wake up and open the blinds and look out, brown yard. And I'm telling you, I know these people so well. If I didn't know them so well, I don't know I could believe it. She said that after a few more days, she opened up the blinds and looked, and every blade of grass, every bush, and every tree had turned green. And she went running around the house saying, the grass is green, the grass is green. And not long thereafter, her next door neighbor, Cindy, came over and burst into tears. And it turned out that Cindy was a believer and her husband had fallen away because when he was a teenager, his older brother had died in a car accident. And some preachers he had heard had said, well, God must have needed him more in heaven than you needed him. And he said, I couldn't believe in a God like that. Such foolish talk. And he had fallen away. And Cindy came over and she just cried. And she said, you're grass. And Cheryl said, I know. Look what the Lord did. And she cried and she said, I just need to tell you, said my husband and I, we've been trying to have a baby. And we just said, if you can pray and your grass will turn green, would you pray that we'd have a baby? And within 2 months, they were pregnant. And her husband came back to faith and became a leader in the church. They eventually moved out to the West Coast and he became a business owner and a spiritual leader in his context, because it wasn't so much about them not being embarrassed by their green grass. It was about Cindy's husband coming back to Jesus and a greater life that would be formed because they had spoken to their yard. Live. The picture of Ezekiel prophesying to the bones during the Babylonian exile was not just a picture of how God was going to restore his people and bring them back home, but it was a picture of how he's going to ultimately restore his people. For we were, according to the scriptures, not just morally bad. We were dead. This is precisely what Paul says in Ephesians 2. You were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. He's saying that spiritually we were just dead. We couldn't even respond to good choices. We couldn't even see for the blindness that we had. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. So the resurrection is not just something that will happen at the consummation of the age, but the resurrection is something that has already happened within us spiritually. That which was dead within us when we believe in Christ is made alive together with Christ. Now listen to this. By grace you've been saved. And raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that in coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. It's what Jesus did, and it's what anyone who in Christ is authorized to do. And that is to hear God look at everything that's spiritually dead around you and hear him say, can these bones live? And we say, oh, Lord, you know. And then he tells us to speak and speak life. Wherever there is spiritual deadness, there is through the folly of our preaching, through the simplicity of our friendships in Christ, through the proclamation of the gospel, through the love that is shown in Jesus, through this, through our speech, through the agency of your own words, it is the miracle of life that comes about, the greatest miracle of all, the resurrected life within the Christian, that he who is the life then dwells within us and becomes alive on the inside of every believer and promises that we will live forevermore. Can these bones live? Yes, oh God, they can. And what you do is you just look around into the valley in which God places you. And as he looks around with you and he points out this area and that area, and you look at every sphere of influence and every area of your life, you'll hear him say, can these bones live? And you say, yo, Lord God, you know, in the natural, I can't believe it, but I believe that you believe it, and so I believe it. And God will give you the words to speak, and you speak life. And even though it doesn't seem like that the grass is growing yet, you keep speaking to it. Even though it seems like the wayward child's not coming home, you keep speaking life. And you never let your speech become in alignment with the speech of hell, which speaks death. But instead, you speak life, no matter where it is. And you watch, beloved, and you will see that as you speak life, there will be some bones that start rattling. There'll be some connections that will be made. And that which was disintegrated will integrate, and life can come where you never thought it could be when you speak the word of God. Speak life, and God will animate and energize and revitalize and bring forth life in unlikely places. And that's the gospel.
Alan Wright, today's teaching, how what you say can bring forth life. Speak life in the series, Just Saying, as we put a concluding note here on this series. Pastor Alan is back with us in the studio sharing a parting good news thought for the day in just a moment.
Stress is inevitable. Becoming stressed out is optional. You can't avoid the stresses of life. Life will always bring its stressful seasons. There are busy seasons, difficult seasons, and there are seasons of outright spiritual attack. We all know that life can be stressful, but by the power of the gospel, you don't have to be stressed out in the midst of it. In fact, the stressful times of life can lead you into deeper places of trust and peace in the Lord. If you want to grow deep during stressful times, there's no better place to turn than the Psalms. There's a psalm for every season. We want to send you Pastor Allen's CD album, Growing Deep During Stressful Times, a psalm for every season. Stressful seasons come and go, but you can grow deep roots in the grace of God that will enable you to stand strong no matter what. Make your gift today and discover how to grow deep during life's most stressful times.
When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. And we're happy to send this to you as our thanks from Sharing the Light Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, sharingthelight.org. Back in the studio with Pastor Alan and our parting good news thought for the day as we conclude this series, yeah. Just Saying.
Well, it's been a short series by our standards, but powerful.
Yeah.
Because in the same way that words seem like small things, they're actually really big things. We need to turn around the old saying, it's not sticks and stones can break my bones, your words can never hurt me. It's sticks and stones can break my bones, but your words can change the world. Your words can change the world. And we've seen today, especially, Daniel, dramatically, if you, speaking to my listeners, if you are facing a dry bone valley, if you're looking out over the landscape of your life and things do not feel hopeful, it is imperative that to line yourself up with God means to line yourself up with the words you speak are like Ezekiel speaking life to dry bones. Begin speaking. If there's someone you love and things are going in the wrong direction, begin speaking to them with a vision of what they can be. If you have a situation in your family, your finances, or your own health, you begin speaking life to it. Just start it, and I think you'll be amazed how much of a difference it will make. God works through the agency of our words. Change your words, change your world.
This has been Sharing the Light with Alan Wright, a listener-supported production of Sharing the Light Ministries.